Welcome back, everyone. Today I have a very special episode that's a little bit different than what we usually do. So a group of us from HETRA and HETRA University went to the PATH International Conference in Charlotte, North Carolina this last weekend. And we made the trek all the way out there from Nebraska and got to meet some really, really great people in our industry. So this podcast is actually a live episode that we did while we were there. And the topic is near and dear to my heart. It is, what does It's Not Just a Pony Ride mean to you? And I think this is a really great episode for anybody, not just us, you know, professionals in the industry, but also anybody who's interested in what we do or is wanting to learn more about what drives the professionals that are in this industry and why it's so important overall. So share this episode with a friend if you haven't shared it already, because I think it's pretty special and inspirational in a different type of way. That said, it's also a live episode, so don't judge us too harshly on the audio quality. It was really designed to be a sort of think tank and hodgepodge of just everybody saying, you know, speaking their thoughts out loud. So enjoy it and let us know what you think.
Welcome to the Not Just a Pony Ride podcast, presented to you by HETRA University. If you've landed here, you're probably passionate about how horses help people. This podcast is for anyone who helps others experience the benefits of horses or those who have experienced it themselves. If you're in the equine assisted services industry, we're here to help you. If you're here just to learn more, you're in the right place. Welcome to your community of like-minded people, where you will hear stories, education, science, and explanations about how what we do is so much more than just a pony ride. And now, from the HETRA campus in Gretna, Nebraska, here's your host, occupational therapist and CTRI, Katie Ott.
All right, we're officially live at PATH International Conference 2023 in Charlotte, North Carolina. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're doing a little think tank group here if you are listening from home and didn't get the privilege to attend. We miss you, wish you were here. But it's day one, right? So we're all feeling pretty fresh yet. But it's going to be a really great conference. The agenda is robust. Lots of really good stuff happening here. I'll do a follow-up podcast with everyone who's listening about the stuff that we listened to and saw. But today, what I want to do is share with our listeners at home this wonderful group that we have here and talk about some stuff that I think is really important to us as a whole in the industry. So the question that I want to start with is, what does Not Just a Pony Ride mean to you? Or how does that resonate with you? So I was sharing with the group a little bit before we recorded about how the podcast started and how we want it to be kind of a movement of helping educate the public and our donors and our volunteers and our instructors that what we do is a very skilled thing and it has a lot of value. And it isn't just a pony ride, which sometimes it looks like. And sometimes that's the really, really fun part about it, right? And why it works so well. But we also work really hard to make it work for us. So Shelby, do you want to start?
I think for me, piggybacking a little bit on what Katie said is, I mean, the phrase says it all, right? It's not just a pony ride. We've all been to, you know, the fair or the pumpkin patch or whatever, and you see people, you know, kids riding around on ponies, and that's really fun and it's a great experience for them, but that's not what we do every day in this industry. And like Katie said, we're really pushing to get the wider public to understand what we do. We want doctors to know why we do what we do and why it's beneficial. We want parents to know why it's beneficial. We want your friends and your cousins and everybody you talk to know why what you do is important and why what you do makes a difference in people's lives every single day, because we all know we get to see it every day, right? But the general public still doesn't really know what we're doing, and we want to help educate people. And so for me, that's what it means. It's not just a pony ride. We're doing so much more, and there's so much more to offer to that.
Mm-hmm. Edie, do you want to?
I guess the first thing I would say is I've been in this industry a long time, 30 plus years myself. And I think that it really hit me hard. I was in a team building group, and one of the people that was in our group had actually given us funding for our programming. And when I got up and gave my elevator speech, said, wow, I had no idea what that's what you guys did. And so that was really impactful to me, that we really need to get the message out. And having one voice be able to, again, utilize these podcasts all across, you know, all across the nation in order to spread the word. But for me, Not Just a Pony Ride means restorative. What the work we do is restorative for people emotionally, mentally, physically, all of those things.
Okay, I'm Amy Causey. I am the program director at EQuest Therapeutic Horsemanship in Dallas, Texas. And I remember when I first transitioned from competition training horses and showing, which is what my background is in. When I got it first exposed to it, I stepped into EQuest and went for a job interview there and didn't realize that that was what therapeutic riding was. All the possibilities and all the adaptive equipment to allow people that may have some limitations still excel and compete at the walk, trot, and canter. I was floored. I was overwhelmed with the opportunity for individuals. So I carry that with me from what I saw, and I knew a lot from in the industry. I was in the horse show industry, and I thought I had seen a lot of things, but to be able to help empower individuals with disabilities and that it's limitless on what we do, to me, has always been so much more than a pony ride.
So my name is Julie Jones, and I live in Oklahoma, and I'm currently a contractor with Savannah Station Therapeutic Riding. And I come from a very different background because my background is not equine. It is business management and nonprofits. And Not Just a Pony Ride to me is that this is an important reality. And a lot of the founders of what I'm seeing in Region 8, and I'm sure this is true across the nation, a lot of the founders are amazing horsewomen. They have, and men, they have great hearts and they have great skills in the arena, but they do not have good business sense. And they are not putting together sustainability plans. And as they age, their programs are dying because they have not been willing to put together a sustainability plan or an exit plan. And either one is healthy for your participants, but it's not like, in at least in Oklahoma, most of our participants, they don't have an option of just going to a different center. We're not Dallas or Austin. You know, it's hours between centers in Oklahoma. And so the center that I was affiliated with previously, we are an hour and 15 minutes from the next nearest center, which has a waiting list. And we were the only therapeutic activity in our community. And through a series of events, most of the staff left over the summer and they were forced to cut from programming 5 days a week to programming 1 day a week. And so we've got a lot of participants now who don't. And so for me, Not Just a Pony Ride is this is a serious business. This is a serious, important therapeutic activity. And we need to do more to empower our founders and our directors with the tools to make it either this is a succession, this is a sustainability plan, this is what's going to happen long term, or this is what's going to happen in a 5-year close down plan so that people aren't left stranded last minute.
Right. So I'm interested. Yeah. So what did you, we came to PATH to like network or the conference and things to network and stuff, but what are you hoping to gain the most out of PATH conferences here?
So for me, a lot of it is networking because I am not permanently with a center at this point. And I just have become very, very passionate about helping centers. And so just kind of getting that word out there that I've seen this. This is where I've got some skills. This is where I've got some background. My background is nonprofit management. I have a bachelor's in nonprofit management. So, just kind of, I'm toying with opening my own consulting business. And so, and then just, I know within Region 8, we've really worked really hard at our regional conference to have an administrative track so that we can have people, learn some of those administrative things. Cause that's not your skills. It's just like, no one's going to ask me to go saddle a horse for a lesson. And I'm not going to expect, you know, someone like you to go and write a grant or make a sustainability plan.
Right. 100%.
Well, yeah.
I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
Who else? Anybody else want to comment?
Thank you. I'm Sarah Jane Casey from Endeavor Therapeutic Horsemanship in Mount Kisco, New York. And I'm here with my work colleagues, which is awesome. And one of our work colleagues was talking about the podcast, so I'm familiar with the podcast, which is awesome. I actually put a twist on it. It's not just a pony ride. It's not just about riding the horse. And I think coming from a highly competitive background, and teaching riding and then coming into the equine assisted services industry for the last 20 years, I'm still learning about life on the ground and the relationship that's built with the horse. And that primarily being the most important thing before you get on the back. The back is an interesting perspective, I think, but just seeing the quality of the work and the transformation, whether it be in our EIP sessions or our Gala sessions that we do, has been like incredible across the board.
Very cool. Good. I like that perspective. I think a lot of people forget about that, the relationship that happens face to face, right? When you're riding on a horse's back, it's of course incredible and powerful, right? But like something about when, especially like when I dismount, like some of my like smaller participants, my kids, like some of my most profound moments as a therapist happen at the end when we get off and they're looking up at those big wet eyes, you know, that horse, and you just see that connection happen, right? And you're like, whoa. That's a cool perspective. Anybody else?
My name is Marlene Carmen. I'm with Holistic Riding Equestrian Therapy in Homer Glen, Illinois. And we have an amazing program. We've gone from one child in 2016 to 100 a week. And we've taken this program with seven schools to a different level. We're not only teaching riding skills, but we've really emphasized the bonding and the relationship with the horse, but not for the traditional reasons. We're actually trying to take our teens, which age out at 22, and they're kicked out of everything that they know. They're sitting on a couch with a device. These kids age out. We're getting them in to see what veterinarians do and be a vet assistant or a dental assistant or a farrier assistant. We're giving them postgraduate hope so there's something else they can do in addition to their self-esteem and their self-confidence, because their boots are at the door and they got them on Thursday, and they believe that instead of them receiving care and getting taken care of, they are needed to take care of somebody else. And that has changed the lives of these people. That's made them mentions.
I get it. Amen. Yes, I agree. We just did a podcast episode on transition programming, like the same deal, like after kids age out of school and they need a purpose and they need to find something else, you know? And like, what an incredible thing to think not just a pony ride, because we're exposing them to some of those things like farrier and vet and, you know, even barn management, facility management. We have an apprenticeship program at Hetra, and that's kind of the very same thing we're doing, is like, those are life skills they learned in our barn, not riding a horse, but that's going to take them somewhere else. And I think that's super cool.
Yeah, we have one child that started with me in 2016. He wouldn't even look at you. And now he is actually the only farm attendant at the Chicago Ag School, and he takes care of all the pigs, the chickens, the rabbits, the horses. He rides his bike there every single day, and he wouldn't even look at us or talk to us when we started in 2016. So he's a changed individual, and his father said his entire family has transformed because of this confidence and this kid's new ability to belong to the community and be needed.
Not just a pony ride.
Not just a pony ride.
My name's Laura Carmen. I am Marlene's daughter-in-law, and I got—I don't want to say sucked in, but heavily recruited in. In 2018, I had been in the school system in special ed as a teaching assistant for 4 years, and then left that. And she's like, "Come." So I did, but I saw just the need. I think I'll speak more from like the parents' end of it, and just how grateful they are when someone like pours into their kid and their student and just, you know, just like loves them just because they're great. I think that's where I really find I like to spend my time connecting with the parents. And we just finished in Illinois, the Illinois Special Olympics. You just don't understand the depth on which parents will come up to you and just be like, thank you so much. Like the thank you is two words, but it has a thousand
because
meanings.
They never thought that their students would be able to participate in something like that.
Hi, I'm Jody Marion. I got into this program through my daughter, who is 16 now, but she started probably around... She was little. So she was probably the second or third writer in the program. But I just moved into the subdivision, and I got this little magazine, and it had the holistic writing program, and my daughter... to make a long story short, has some special needs physically from an illness when she was a baby, that all I wanted her to do was do equine therapy. And I could not find a place that was close by that wasn't just a pony ride. And it fell right in my lap when I moved into this new house. So I was a parent, quickly a volunteer, then a teacher at other things. I did herd care, and now I actually do have my CTRI finally. Like I, so, thank you. But no, it's helped my daughter so much. And it's something that I, as a parent, I see both ways.
Yeah. I think that's one of the coolest transformations is that, like, is those parents that come to us maybe a little skeptical that are like, what are you going to do? Just, you know, pack my kid around on a horse for 30 minutes, you know? And then, like we have a participant who said, she always said it best, like, she'd been coming for a year and she's like, someday I'll stop crying when I see my daughter riding, you know, every week. Not today, but someday, you know, like they finally see it and they're like, whatever it is, it's different, even if they don't understand it. And I think that's really cool.
This episode is sponsored by Freedom Rider. Freedom Rider's mission is to provide safe, top quality tack, supplies, and resources for riders, horses, instructors, and trainers. Starting in 1996 as a catalog of hard to find specialty items for therapeutic riding and driving, this company has grown to include more items for therapeutic riding, hippotherapy, and able-bodied riders of all disciplines. By working with select manufacturers, specialized craftsmen and women, and actually developing their own products based on customer needs. This store carries everything from hard-to-find adaptive tack solutions, saddles, all different kinds of reins, educational books and curriculums, fun equipment like rings, bean bags, sensory items, and so, so much more. Check out Freedom Rider and all they have to offer at www.freedomrider.com.
Tell us who you are and where you're from.
I'm Rhonda, and I'm from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I had a volunteer, 6'4", which everybody loves, having a big, tall, handsome-looking dude. and he would stand by the fence and just stand there. His dad and him would come and set up my arena with the poles, the barrels, everything. Then he would just stand there. He did this for a year and a half. And I'm like, okay, what do you want to do? I only want a sidewalk. Okay. So I got him to start leading. Now, he never talked. I mean, he was silent. And once I got him leading, I got him to start saddling, to brush, to bring out the stuff for the horses. After that, I couldn't shut him up. He went on to graduate with cybersecurity and is now working. And it's just as those moments where you're just like, he was an introvert. And then this horse has just brought him right out. Mm-hmm. You know, same thing with the kids. It's the same way. And it's just like to see it go both ways is just totally amazing.
Right. Can we talk about like, can we have a moment for that? Like for the, what it does for our volunteers, mm-hmm. right? Like, yeah. It's just as much community and therapy and belonging and connection. It's all that stuff for our volunteers as much as it is our families and our participants. Yeah. And I think I don't know about you guys, but I mean, even us in Gretna, like we hurt for volunteers, you know, it's hard. And I think the more we can communicate the benefits that you get from volunteering in that way, like the better that is for our recruitment and our retention for our volunteers too. So think outside the box. Not just a pony ride for our kids, but, you know, our volunteers too. That's right. Anybody else want to share?
Hi, I'm Amy. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm, thank you. I'm new to PATH this year. I retired from my corporate monster job a little earlier than expected last December. And after doing much soul searching, I came upon the Equine Specialist in Mental Health and Learning workshop that was being offered in Phoenix at the time. And I've loved horses. I mean, we've all loved horses ever since we could remember. Mm-hmm. I think I won't say it's a defect, but it's definitely a genetic, a genetic issue that we're all born with, thankfully. And I went to the workshop and realized that I think I had found my second calling. And so what it means to me is, you know, a next chapter for those of us who have been in other industries for many years and we retire, but we're not dead. We're not ready to completely stop. We're ready to embrace our passion. And post-COVID, I mean, if the need wasn't there before and the demand for services is exploding, I think that there's a place for traditional therapies, but they don't work for everybody. Right. We've all borne witness to just seeing the clients or the patients with the horse, the change that happens, the magical change, the way the life is changed, the way we are changed. I have only been at this less than a year. I am fortunate enough where I did get, you know, an entry-level position as an equine behavioral health technician. I have been leveled by the clinicians that I get to work with. I'm so inspired, and that's why I'm here, because of their inspiration. I'm actually thinking at 60 years old, almost, the big 60 is coming next month. Do I have a master's degree in me? I don't know. But I'm thinking about it. You know? Yeah. I'm thinking about it. You know, is it that? Is it life coaching? What a wonderful second career this could be for so many of us who love horses, but we don't know where to go. And that's why I'm here. I'm trying to figure out which path, ha, pun intended, to take.
Yeah.
So I'm open to suggestions, and thank you for letting me share.
Yes. Hello. My name's Heather Hernandez-Cedillo. I'm the executive director and co-founder of a center just outside of Houston called Reining Strength Therapeutic Horsemanship. I have a couple of hats on this week, presenting about our collaboration with Houston Methodist Hospital on Saturday, and then also have a booth for our textbook that I co-authored, The Comprehensive Guide to Equine-Assisted Activities, or service. It used to be Equine-Assisted Activities and Therapies, and our second edition is the Equine-Assisted Services to fit the new terminology. That aside, I think that a big part of our sustainability as professionals, as organizations, as an industry is being able to speak to, it's not just a pony ride. Like, this phrase resonates so much for me, and it's a big part of our theme at our center throughout the year, and some of the things that we're doing in our collaboration for research with the hospital. We have a doctoral OT student that is revamping how we do our weekly lesson, our assessments, like our evaluations when our new therapeutic horsemanship clients come in, as well as our weekly progress notes to tie in skills of everyday living, but essential in horsemanship skills. So when it just blows my mind. She's doing caregiver surveys right now, and I actually brought a copy of it with me because it just floored me, some of the things that these parents are saying. When you think about it, when someone comes to your center and they are max assist on a ramp to do a mount on a horse, and maybe they've been there 4 years, and now with assistance, they can go up the block, and with assistance, they can get on the horse from the block. That's progress. Yeah. I challenge you to say that doesn't affect their skills of everyday living. That's what we need to be able to speak to. If the parents feel that their core strength has improved significantly in a year of them riding horses at your center, how does that not affect them being able to sit in a chair independently, to brush their teeth, to walk independently, all of those things? So it's not just a pony ride. We're impacting lives in what we do. And I think that's a big part of our sustainability. The other piece of that I want to speak to is our world's a tough place. We all know that. Our world over the past 4 years has gotten more and more challenging, and people are seeking connection. They're seeking the mental health needs of our community are huge, And therapeutic horsemanship centers can be a huge part of making an impact on that. We're seeing that at our center, just by providing opportunity for connection and interaction with these horses. You guys see it every day. So I'm excited about the future of our industry. I think there's a lot of opportunity for growth. And I'm just always energized. I've just been here a few hours. Boy, was it a trek to get here from Houston today, guys. But to be amongst you and your passion, it fills my heart and energizes me. And I know there's great things coming for us as an industry and all of us as professionals and be able to speak to the why, because that's what's going to elevate us to the level of reimbursement, which enables us to continue to do what we do. Thank you.
And I think remembering that we're all here together experiencing the same stuff, right? Whether you see 7 participants a week or you see 70 participants a week, we're all here doing the same dang thing and we're struggling with the same stuff. Yeah. And it's not us against them or you against us. It's Absolutely. We're all together. So I think that's cool. We're nearing on almost 30 minutes. I'm not going to keep you guys because we got a couple big days ahead of us. But is anybody else burning with anything they want to say?
I just want to say thank you for this.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
It's nice round tanning.
Yeah. Well, had ourselves a little think tank tonight. Yeah, I like it.
Thank you guys for coming.
Yeah, we're round penning our thoughts. Very good. Well, thank you everyone for coming. Go on Facebook and search It's Not Just a Pony Ride. Find our Facebook group and ask to join. It's a private group, but honestly, like, what I hope for that Facebook group is exactly what happened here tonight. Like, I want us to bounce around in there. It's a safe place for everybody, whether you are a PATH center or you're a CHA center or you're whoever. It's a very, very global, you know, welcoming place for everybody to ask questions. But I also share all of the episodes there. I share a lot of our webinars there, all of the stuff that we're doing over at HETRA to help get people plugged in. So that's a good place to go. Also, HETRA.org, HETRAUniversity.org. There is a good place to find us too. All right. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to another episode. Until the next one launches, stay connected to our community by joining the Not Just a Pony Ride Facebook group. There, we share exclusive educational content, answer your questions, and review new and exciting developments for the EAS community. Don't forget, if you have suggestions for future episode topics, or a lead on a great guest that you think our audience would enjoy, click on the link in the show notes or visit us at hetrauniversity.org. This podcast is presented by HETRA University, an educational arm of the Heartland Equine Therapeutic Riding Academy. HETRA University's mission is to provide high-quality educational offerings to our participants and the EAS community. If you'd like to help us work toward our mission, you can make a donation by visiting us online at hetra.org. Again, I can't thank you all enough for helping HETRA change lives one stride at a time.